on a hillside near Cable, northern red oak trees about 90 years old tower over the landscape. It's a common sight in the North Woods, including here in this section of the massive Bayfield County Forest. But stretching around 50 acres of these trees is a very unnatural item, an 8-foot-tall wire fence. Bayfield County foresters Jason Bodine and Mike Amon unlock the padlock and chain on one of the gates of the fence and pull the gate open. During a short walk inside the fence, the men explain how last year most other trees were harvested from the site and much of the ground cover was scraped away, with the tall oak trees providing some shade and the fence keeping hungry deer out. The idea is to see how well key species like oak, birch, and other vegetation will regenerate. It's a little early to say for sure, but Jason Bodine says there are encouraging signs. He points down to a tiny green tree.
Well, regeneration of white birch, which is one of the preferred browse species of white-tailed deer. Yeah, about 2 or 3 inches high. That's usually where they stay when there's heavy deer numbers and heavy browse. It's difficult to get them above the deer height.
There are also some small red oaks starting to sprout. Mike Amon says it's desirable to make sure deer don't destroy oaks.
From a timber standpoint, it's people like it for flooring and cabinets, and it has a lot of wildlife benefits.
Amon says it cost about $20,000 to put up the fence, with much of the money coming from a state sustainable forestry grant. Bayfield County also has a large deer exclosure site near Iron River, and there are smaller fenced-off areas elsewhere in Wisconsin. While chatting with the DNR board, Jason Bodine was asked if counties and the timber industry will someday have to fence off a lot of forests.
You start fencing off public land, there's issues in that in itself. And, you know, at what point, you know, is there a likable area of fenced, you know, people used to hunt this area. Now they come up here and now there's a fence, so there's probably a few people that are fairly upset.
Bodine says there would have to be a lot of public discussion before any large-scale fencing would be deemed acceptable. In the meantime, though, northern counties are eager to show financially valuable sustainable certification programs that the counties are trying to protect trees from deer and other threats. Jane Sievert heads the Wisconsin County Forests Association.
County forests do have something at stake here if we don't take measures to help address the overpopulation of deer.
While the deer population is down in some parts of Wisconsin, deer browsing of small trees is also putting more pressure on the DNR to manage the state's deer herd. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says his agency is trying to protect the forests.
We are also promoting a strong hunting tradition that lasts for centuries. To make that hunting last for centuries to come, we need to make sure we have forests in the future. So it's a delicate balance.
A balancing act now partly on top of fence posts in the forests of Bayfield County. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, near Cable.